Welcome to the weekly summary of the global sugar market for March 25th, 2024. For more information on any aspect of this report, please visit the CropGPT website for far more detailed reporting and analysis. On the global sugar market front, Friday saw a notable downturn as sugar prices dipped alongside a surging dollar index, reaching a five-week zenith. The movement unleashed a wave of long liquidations in sugar futures, with May NY World Sugar 11, SPK 24, observing a setback of 0.21, 0.95%, and May London Ice White Sugar 5, SWK 24, declining by 1.10, 0.17%. This fluctuation came despite initial price ascendancies fueled by concerns over pronounced dryness in Brazil's prime sugarcane cultivating areas, seemingly pushing London sugar prices to a one-month high. Yet, meteorological forecasts predicting scant rainfall over the upcoming week in Brazil instigated apprehensions about a potential squeeze on sugar production volumes. Contributions from India depict a slight contraction in sugar production, potentially pitching a bullish narrative for sugar prices. The Indian Sugar Mills Association disclosed a 0.7% decrement in sugar output as of March 15th since October, correlating this drop to subpar monsoon showers, the least in 5 years. However, last week witnessed the Indian Sugar and Bioenergy Manufacturers Association revising up its projections for India's sugar production in the 2023-24 marketing year by 2.9% to 34 million metric tons, a notable increase from January's forecast of 33.05 million metric tons. This upward revision hints at a probable boost in refined sugar output, assuming a significant fraction of the sugarcane yield transitions into ethanol. Conversely, Brazil's augmented sugar production has cast a shadow over sugar prices. A report from Unica underscored a year-over-year production increase of 26% to 42.181 million metric tons, along with the commencement of operations by 28 mills in the first half of March, post the off-season hiatus, marking a considerable rise from the previous year's figure of 10. Similarly, the Thai sugar sector reported a steep reduction in its production outlook due to dire drought conditions, forecasting a 32% plunge in the 2023-24 production to a 17-year nadir of 7.5 million metric tons. This scenario is exacerbated by El Niño, a climate anomaly expected to adversely influence sugarcane yields through anomalous weather patterns.
Global sugar production and consumption dynamics, as per the USDA's November 23rd report, anticipate a 4.7% climb in production for the 2023-24 year, setting a new record at 183.461 million metric tons. Human sugar consumption is also projected to reach an all-time high of 178.431 million metric tons. These statistics also envisage a significant dip in the 2023-24 global sugar ending stocks by 13.3% to a 13-year low of 33.681 million metric tons, even as the ISO revises its global sugar deficit estimate upwards.
The Eurasian Economic Union, EIEU, showcased a robust sugar production growth of 13%, setting a new benchmark for the region. This increment underscores the importance of the sugar sector within the EIEU economies, potentially earmarking sugar as a pivotal element of regional economic expansion. Factors such as climatic conditions, notably El Niño, alongside regional production adjustments, technological advancements in sugarcane processing, and government policies towards ethanol blending are set to profoundly influence the sugar market dynamics, not just in major sugar-producing nations, but globally. These multifaceted elements collectively sketch out a complex yet captivating scenario for sugar traders and market analysts in the foreseeable future.
Remember, our CropGPT site contains far more details and reports about the sugar market, including crop health reports, 20 years of weather data, and even pricing data and earning call analysis. This podcast is just a few selected highlights for the week.